This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners of both the NDA and India Bloc made last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Meanwhile, polling teams are being dispatched to their stations from today. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have been sent to 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardaga, Garhwa and Gumla. To support this, Indian Air Force helicopters are being used to transport polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastav following violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting for the second phase in the state will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded today for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat. By-polls will be held on Wednesday for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have ramped up efforts with rallies and roadshows to secure voters' support for assembly polls. Voting in the state on all 288 constituencies will be held on 20th of this month. Meanwhile, BJP has urged the Election Commission to take action against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread falsehoods regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party called on the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring to a section of speech in Mumbai last week. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader Arjun Ram Meghwal met the chief election commissioner in this regard today and urged to file an FIR against the Congress leader. The first deputy prime minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on enhancing cooperation in various areas, including trade and economic ties, energy, connectivity, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts made by both sides to further strengthen India-Russia's special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi extended his warm greetings to President Putin, saying that he is looking forward to continued exchanges with him. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Dr. Naveen Ramgulam on his historic electoral victory in Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he extended an invitation to Dr. Ramgulam to visit India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together to strengthen special and unique partnership. In Manipur, 10 armed militants were killed in an encounter by security forces in Chiribam district today. According to the police, CRPF posts located at Jakurador and Borebekra in the district were attacked by armed militants this afternoon. The security forces retaliated strongly, leading to heavy exchange of fire in which security forces recovered the bodies of 10 militants. One CRPF jawan sustained a bullet injury in the incident. A criminal case has been registered in the matter. An investigation is underway. The Supreme Court has said that right to health is a fundamental right of citizens and no religion encourages pollution. A two-judge bench comprising Justices Habeas Oak and Augustine George Massey today stated that every citizen's right to live in a pollution-free environment is safeguarded under Article 21 of the Indian Constitution. The top court questioned the authorities for their failure to implement the ban on firecrackers in Delhi during Diwali. In Japan, leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, Shigeru Ishiba, was re-elected as the country's prime minister today after securing the most votes in both houses of the Japanese Diet. The Japanese parliament, known as Diet, convened an extraordinary session this afternoon to elect the prime minister. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, defending champion India began their campaign defeating Malaysia 4-0 in their opening match at Rajgir in Bihar. Earlier, the inaugural match between Japan and South Korea ended in a 2-2 draw. And that is the end of this news bulletin.